So today's famous verse has already been quoted. It's Philippians 4:13. So if you want to turn to Philippians chapter 4, that's where we're going. And the famous verse for today is this: I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Or other translations will say, I can do all things through him who strengthens me. And I won't get into the Bible nerdiness of why those two translations are slightly different, but I can, if you want me to go into that another time, I will do. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. It makes a good social media meme, doesn't it? You know what a meme is? Some of the young people can explain what a meme is. It's just like a picture with words on top of it, basically. Oh, no, Dad, it's not that. It's more than that. Anyway, so it's just a social media one-liner. In the olden days, we used to get bumper stickers for our cars, didn't we, with those kind of things. I can still remember that. Bumper stickers, and you along the back of your bumper, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. You can probably get gift cards with that. Pretty much any kind of Christian merchandise, you will get this verse on there somewhere. I think Ella had it on one of those kind of bracelet, a rubber bracelet things, didn't you? No doubt people have had it tattooed on their arms and whatever. Put it on the biceps. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, that kind of thing. And actually, I've heard, that it's the mantra of sportsmen and women who win gold medals. It's the strapline of high achievers. It's the prayer of those who seek to overcome chronic illness. It's a one-liner. It sounds great. It's inspirational. It's motivational. It's the idea that we are unstoppable in Christ. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. But here's my but. Does it really mean what it says? If we take that one line, does it actually really mean that, or do we need to look a little bit deeper? Which, as if you know me, I like to look a little bit deeper in things a lot of the time. And there's a saying, isn't there? Have you heard the saying? If you remove a text from its context, you are left with a con. If you remove a text from its context, you are left with a con. Now, let's just be careful we don't remove this line from its context so that we're left with a con. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So you could pull those words out of context and you could say, well, then I'm going to be the next president of Russia. I mean, that would be quite a good thing for me to be, right? I mean, surely anybody would be better than the current president of Russia, you would think. So I'm thinking, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I hope Putin's not listening to this because it might be the last thing I say. Don't get on a plane or touch anything. You could say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, so I can aim for that, and I will do that. Or maybe slightly more realistically, but only slightly, I could be a wearer of the yellow jersey at the Tour de France next year through Christ who strengthens me. Come on, Chris, we can do this. You can get the polka dot and I will get the yellow jersey. We can do this! Christ who strengthens us. That means the winner of the Tour de France, or at least the leader of the Tour de France.
What is Tour de France?
It's a bike race. A 3-week bike race.
Just in case you didn't know.
Yeah. I could do that through Christ who strengthens. Or maybe I'll just say, let's all next week, we'll have a church outing to the top of Everest. Come on, guys, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Don't worry about the fact that you've got to do some training or whatever. Just pack, don't even pack a bag. Jesus says don't pack a bag or whatever. We'll just go to the top of Everest. It's a great view and we'll be able to glory in God's creation and have church up there. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Now that sounds a bit ridiculous, doesn't it? All of those things. I hope you agree. Yeah? Or maybe I've knocked some of your ambitions back a little bit, but I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Let me just say, hear the word of the Lord to you this morning. In that context, no, you can't. You know, if you start to take this verse in that, you're gonna get disappointed. Not in Christ. Well, the thing is, when people take verses out of context and believe them, put their hope in that, then when it doesn't happen that they can get the yellow jersey in the Tour de France at the age of 49, then they get disappointed. Then sometimes they lose their faith in God. Think, why hasn't Christ done this to strengthen me so I can do all this, all things? Maybe misunderstood things. take these one line. I mean, I've used silly example, but people do it for all kinds of things. Through Christ, I will be able to do all kinds of things. I can fulfill all my ambitions and my dreams through Christ who strengthens me. Now, I don't, and this morning, by the way, listen to me carefully. I don't want to stifle ambition. I don't want to stifle creativity. I don't want to stifle vision. I don't want to stifle faith or hope. But at the same time, I do want to say, don't take this verse out of context, please. And so coming to me in a few weeks' time, say, well, I thought I could be the president of Russia. And then now you're saying, well, hang on a second, I've lost my faith in God because you've said, just don't take this verse out of context. I don't think this verse means that Christians will succeed in everything they do. It isn't a verse that's a magic mantra that means that through life, you know, you won't find any failure or any adversity, that you won't be able to effortlessly get to the top of the game or whatever the game is that you're playing. I don't think that this is what this verse is about. It's not a one-liner to make us superhuman. So let's read it in context. And in fact, if you've got NIV, which most of the modern NIVs, you'll notice carefully as we read through this how the NIV has translated. It's the only translation I've found to translate it like this. But listen carefully as we get to verse 13. This is Philippians 4. I'll start from verse 10. Verse 10 says, I rejoice greatly in the Lord that at last you renewed your concern for me. Indeed, you were concerned, but you had no opportunity to show it. I'm not saying this because I'm in need, for I've learned to be content, whatever the circumstances. I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I've learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. I can do all this through him who gives me strength. Yet it was good of you to share in my troubles. Moreover, as you Philippians know, in the early days of your acquaintance with the gospel, when I set out from Macedonia, not one church shared with me in the matter of giving and receiving except you only. For even when I was in Thessalonica, you sent me aid more than once when I was in need. Not that I desire your gifts. What I desire is that more be credited to your account. I have received full payment and have more than enough. I am amply supplied. Now that I have received from Epaphroditus the gift you sent, they are a fragrant offering, an acceptable sacrifice, pleasing to God. And my God will meet all your needs according to the riches of his glory in Christ Jesus. To our God and Father be glory forever and ever. Amen. Okay, so there's the verse in its context. And if you notice, the NIV translators have actually changed, the wording from the Greek, I think, of verse 13, probably to avoid it being misquoted. Maybe that the translators thought this verse has been misquoted so much, we need to just put this in so that we can get the right idea here. I can do all this through him who gives me strength. All this. What is the all this? The all this is being content. In verse 11, if you look, he says, I'm content whatever the circumstances. That's what he says I can do through Christ who strengthens me. I can be content whatever the circumstances. I can do all things refers to the extremities Paul describes of life, being content with whatever life throws at you, which means contentment in times of need and in contentment in times of plenty. Contentment in the low times, contentment in the high times. Contentment when we're hungry and there's a hunger in our belly, contentment when we're well fed. The secret is that in all things, it's the He who strengthens us, in Paul's opinion. It is Christ who strengthens us. And when it's Christ who strengthens us, whatever our situation, doesn't matter, whatever can be thrown at us, we will find contentment. So when we're in need, when we're hungry, or when we're low, maybe it's the obvious solution would to be seek material stuff, which may come. You know, when you're hungry and you pray for food, it may come, and we will say praise the Lord. You know, when you're low, you may feel lifted, and we'll say praise the Lord. But I'll say this as well, it may not come. And actually Paul teaches it matters not if the situations change or alleviated. He's been through this. This is a man who has experienced everything from the highs to the lows. So let's take him at his word here. He speaks of learning a secret of being content regardless of how tough things are, which is something he's learned through personal experience. When there's nothing else, Christ is all I need. With absolutely nothing, Christ is all I need. He's learned that. That he can find contentment through Christ who strengthens him. Christ is his source of fulfillment, his source of peace, his source of security. It doesn't come from being well fed or having high spirits or all that he needs. His contentment comes from Christ. What did we just sing? Christ alone, cornerstone. Which is why he can confidently say, I can do all this through him who gives me strength. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, meaning I can go through whatever I've learnt. He's not boasting. He's learnt the hard way. I've learnt that in all situations, I can keep going because it is Christ who strengthens me and I find contentment whether I have everything or absolutely nothing. That contentment, it doesn't come from a striving to overcome the low condition, to try and fix this problem. But it comes from the strength of Christ. And you might think, well, that's a good message for those who don't have much, who are struggling and who are low. And maybe it's something we could possibly fob people off with, you know, rather than actually, I mean, James chastises people who say, don't just say, I'll pray for you, brother, when somebody has need, provide for their needs, you know. And maybe it's easy for a preacher to say, oh, well, there, you know, if you haven't got much, then Christ is all you need. And I believe it is, by the way. But if you notice, Paul hasn't just learned the secret of knowing that Christ is all he needs for when he has nothing. He's also learned the secret of knowing that Christ is all he needs when he has everything. He has learned the secret of contentment in times of plenty, in the high times, in the times of fullness. And you might be thinking to yourself, what? Why would that be an issue? Surely in times of plenty and fullness, actually they bring their own built-in contentment, don't they? Why would I need Jesus' contentment when I've got, you know, you're sipping champagne, sitting by your pool, you know, with Jeeves bringing you canapes. Why would you need any other contentment? Well, surprisingly, and it is surprising, but it's pretty common, how many people who seem to have everything still don't have enough? How many people continue to build bigger barns, even though they've got a big barn already, full? How many people store up more and more stuff because their appetite is never satisfied? People that have fame, great fame, yet still seek love and acceptance. People who strive for more, the bigger, the newer, the faster, the fuller. Because the human appetite is never satisfied. It's never satisfied. Our eyes yearn for more, our hearts desire for what we think is better. And so Paul speaks of learning the secret of finding contentment in the high times, in the times of plenty, in the times of being well fed as well. And I think that's probably even harder than learning the lesson of being content in Christ when we have nothing. When you've got nothing else, you might think, well, okay, I'll just have to trust in Jesus. But actually, when we're well fed and things are going well, it's very easy to forget Jesus, but at the same time not have contentment. And I don't think you'll find contentment until Jesus is your strength, your foundation, your source, your life, your breath, no matter how much you have. But when you have made Jesus your strength, Paul is saying, when he is your complete and total source, no matter whether the world has fallen apart for you or whether the world is just everything's singing along and everything's perfect and everything else in between, until Jesus is your source and your trust, then you won't find contentment. But when he is, you can do all things. You can be all things. You can live in all situations through Christ who strengthens you. It will matter not if you own the whole world, because the world is not where you get your satisfaction. Christ, when you have everything else, even when you have everything else, is your ultimate place of fulfillment. I can do all this through him who gives me strength. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So when we have a little, it's easy to say, oh, woe is me, and moan a little bit about our condition. But when we, and so we call out to God. But when we have plenty, it's easy to come blasé in our condition. We take that for granted. But let us learn in every situation to seek Christ, that we may be content in whatever way we find ourselves in life. There's a prayer in, well, it's not really a prayer, but it's some verses in Proverbs 30, which I think are, that Proverbs 30, verse 9 says, Lord, let me not have too much that I disown you and say, who is the Lord? But Lord, let me not have too little that I may become poor and steal and so dishonor the name of my God. And I've seen that turned into a prayer which says, Lord, let me not have too much that I may forget you, and Lord, let me not have too little that I may resent you. But in all, let Christ be our ultimate source. And I think it's something that we won't learn by accident, by the way. It's something that we'll have to go through times and seek God's provision, which is much more nourishing than anything the world can give. I want to finish with, I just want to recommend, there's a book I've been reading as part of my preparation for my master's course called These Three Things. And it talks, it gives a little bit of teaching, so like a daily devotional, and it gives a little bit of teaching each day, and then it gives you three questions to ponder. And I tell you, if you take those three questions most days seriously, it really starts to dig in deep about where you get your security from, where you get your worth from, where you get your security and your identity from. And it can be very telling when you start to ask some questions, you know, of yourself. You know, where do you really get your identity from? And actually, always, as you might expect, this book tries to bring you back to Christ. And actually, I found, I'll tell you, you know, I've just been away to Norway, you know, a couple of weeks ago. And I've said to a few people, but I prayed beforehand that God would guide and just, you know, do what he wanted to do while I was away. And I thought that might be that I'd have a deeper, meaningful conversation with somebody, or convert somebody, or, you know, pray for somebody or something like that. It turned out, I think what God was doing while I was away in Norway was teaching me about myself. Because I'm there on stage and I'm enjoying people's adulation. We are mini celebrities in Norway, in one town, for 1 week. Well, 3 days of the year. And I'm starting to think, is this why I'm here? Do I get my worth out whether these people like the groove that I'm playing, or think I'm an amazing musician, or whatever they might think? Or do I get my worth and my contentment and my satisfaction out of just being Jesus's child who's been given some gifts that he can enjoy on stage? And the same thing that I do can flip on its head, because actually sometimes when you get off stage and nobody says that was great, you can come away thinking, oh, poor me, somebody should come and tell me how amazing I am. But actually, when you get off stage and nobody says anything, and you know that Jesus is pleased with you, you can just kind of go, that was great, I really enjoyed that. Even when nobody came on Thursday night, usually nobody comes because it's Thursday night. Friday and Saturday is usually evening, but either way, I just learned something about myself. Actually, my security is growing more and more in Jesus, who loves me and who accepts me. Full stop. So I can be content whether there's an audience of one or zero, or there's an audience of 1,000. I can be content whether things are going well or things are going rotten. I can be content whether all kinds of things. So if you have little, may you know contentment. How? I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. If you have much, may you know contentment. How? I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. If you're hungry, may you know contentment. How? I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. If you are full, may you know contentment. How? I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Contentment when you're low, contentment when you're high, Contentment when no one likes you. Contentment when everyone likes you. Contentment when all goes well. Contentment when nothing goes well. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. May you learn that contentment, I pray, through Christ our Lord. Amen. I'm going to pray a blessing now on us. Let's just know that Jesus wants to receive this, to know him and to receive this. So Lord, we thank you for Paul's probably sometimes bitter experience, sometimes tough experience of learning this secret of how to be content in all situations. And I pray as we go through life, lift our eyes to see and to know something greater than the earthly situations we find ourselves. Lord, yes, we do seek that people's poverty and low conditions are alleviated. But ultimately, we pray that our contentment and our fulfillment be in you, so that we can all say, whether we have everything or whether we have nothing, whether we're full or whether we're empty, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can live well in every situation. And may you, the people of God, be blessed in that. May you receive Christ and know that eternal life, which gives that assurance and that security in and through Jesus now. Amen.